Last week, school students around Australia took their NAPLAN tests. The tests were introduced in 2008 as a way to assess students' numeracy, reading and writing skills. However, recently we have seen some private and select entry government schools use student NAPLAN results as part of their enrolment applications. The Wise Thomas Kudus asked Associate Professor of Education Stephen Lewis to explain what is the actual purpose of NAPLAN and whether it is being misused as a tool of assessment.
As you rightly note, NAPLAN was introduced in 2008 and was originally designed as a low-stakes way to measure system-level performance across the different states and territories of Australia. So even though Australia has education at the state and territory level as an authority, we really wanted to be able to have that comparison across the different states at an Australian national level. So it's a census test, which means that all students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 complete the test. And we're looking at measuring them across literacy and numeracy. So in literacy, it's reading, writing, conventions of language, which includes spelling, grammar, and punctuation, and then numeracy as well. And we assign sort of performance, if you like, on the basis of how many students are performing at the different proficiency levels of NAPLAN. So what it really lets us do is see how the different states and territories are going, but also how different student populations are performing in literacy and numeracy. So, you know, do students, for instance, in the regions and rural areas, do they perform better or worse than their city counterparts? Students for whom language is a, you know, additional language or who might have learning difficulties, how well are they comparing against students without those difficulties? So really lets us take the temperature of student learning, but in a really low stakes way, and that low stakes is very important.
I understand that NAPLAN is being used by schools now as an entrance test to screen or select students in order to get into a school. In your opinion, how widespread is this?
I think there's a fair bit of both anecdotal but also research evidence that suggests it's more common than we would like. I couldn't say how many, you know, selective schools or private schools across the country are doing that as a percentage. But certainly now we've been seeing, since NAPLAN has been sort of more publicised and the performance of schools has been publicised via the My School website in 2010, it's increasingly taking on a more high-stakes flavour. What we're seeing is often private schools and government selective school principals asking for students' NAPLAN result as part of that intake. So it's not being used as in the way in which it was originally intended, but it's now being used in this more high-stakes way. And the research shows that that's very, very damaging and unfair to the students and the teachers and the families of students who are, you know, in completing these tests. What we really want to be ensuring is students see this test as low stakes. It's not something they should be anxious about, and it's not something that's going to determine their future pathways in terms of, you know, representing their success in school or their life trajectory after school. But unfortunately, if we are using it in this high-stakes way to allow private schools and selective schools to use it basically as a proxy entrance exam, that really is quite a significant perversion of the original intent of NAPLAN, and I think we need to call it out for the risk and danger that it is.
Why do you think schools are relying on NAPLAN scores as a way to make it an entrance test for students getting into schools?
Look, it's a really good question, and I'd hate to speak for the individual school principals who might be taking this practice, but from the research and from the work that I've done on NAPLAN over the last 12 or so years, what I'd really sort of emphasise is that when we have a standardised measure of student learning or student performance such as NAPLAN, increasingly, we can see the risk that it's used in unintended ways. So because every student does NAPLAN, it does provide that really common yardstick, if you like, for how students' learning is being measured. Now, it's a very, very imperfect and impartial one. You know, it's measuring students' performance on a test over a couple of days. It's only measuring literacy and numeracy skills. And there's clearly lots of things that go on in schools with student learning and teachers teaching that aren't captured by NAPLAN. So it's you know, very much not fit for purpose as a one-stop shop for measuring student performance.
Associate Professor of Education Policy Stephen Lewis from the Australian Catholic University talking there to the Wise Thomas Kudus.